Okay, so top tosses. So the basic thing is that we want to know is by Matanos, Rahim Akeva, does it go to Kohanes also, or only to Kohen? So on a basic level, do you say Kohen means like the Ovid in the Mikdash, the guy who works in the Mikdash, which means men, not women? Or do you say Kohen means like the Sheva, right? The group, the tribe, whatever, the sub Sheva, which is the descendants of Aaron, in which case it can be men or women, who really cares? Right. Okay. So the very Shmuel holds that it's Kohen v'lo Kohanes. Right? Only a Kohen, not a Kohanes. Right? Only a Kohen, not a Kohanes. Right? We hold both. Right? But there was a she, we held the woman could, but he held only males, not females. Right? So Tosa says, Nira de lo memayit ala benisis lazar. So it's only excluding if it's a girl Kohen, Bas Kohen, who marries a non Kohen. Right? Avaloni says, if she doesn't get married, she's single. Kivan da'achla v'truma, the chamira. Since she eats truma, right? Because halacha is a single girl, Bas Kohen, could eat truma. And truma is chamor. Truma is chamor, has like a kedusha. Right, okay. Zara can't even eat truma, but Bas Kohen could. She's in her father's house, and she could eat it. Right, so Kol Shekein. So certainly the Avilale Matanos. Right, so certainly you'll get part of Matanos. Right, because he's saying it's like this: is that? Oh, but he says, but Umiyu after Lo Yavin Leirishmal. But maybe Arishmal will say no. He's not sure. He sounds like he's a because on the surface, if you just read the Gemara, what does it sound like? Arishmal is going to say. If you didn't,
Kohen.
Sounds like what?
Just Kohen,
right? Kohen v'lo Kohanes. Only goes to Kohen, not to Kohanes. So it's only, at least what we're saying, it's only a worker in the base of Mikdash. Right? That's the idea of a Kohen. So who cares if she's a single girl living in her father's house? Whatever. She's still not a Kohen. She's just not a Kohen. But Tosa's saying is, yeah, but hold on. By Truma, even Truma, which has Kedusha, you say she could eat it. Right? So Kol Shekein, she should be able to get this. Right? Or you say no. This also not. This not. Truma, yes, this not. Right? Then the facts. So which is Nisvar? It sounds like he's being like Rav Chomer. Kol Shekein, whatever, something like that. Like logically saying, what's more chamor, truma or matana? So truma, because it's kadosh. There are restrictions, a lot of restrictions. Even a zar can't eat it, right? But yet you see that the bas going good. If she's married, if she's not unmarried, if she's single. If she marries Yisrael, that's it. She's gone. She's out. But as long as she's single, she's with her father, and she could eat it. So now you can tell me matanos. So it only goes to men. Yeah, but not this girl. She should also be able to eat it. Or you say, no, truma she could, but this not. It's true, I mean, it's true saying it, it's true. The kasha is that his limud that is coming to look honest is because Aaron Abanov, right, by Michas Cohen. Michas Cohen seems to be only by Michas Cohen, right? Seems, I mean, it's the same question. It's a good question. It's the same kasha by Minchas Bas Cohen, who's, single Bas Cohen, which he asks the same question, whether her Minchas is called. Sounds like Aaron Abanov. Sounds like it. Aron Abanov means that it's just the males. So now you're saying, aye, Truma. Okay, I don't know, whatever. Truma doesn't say Aron Abanov. But, right, how do you, the whole limud seems to be because of that. I mean, by Truma, it's eating. But here, it's giving. Right, I'm sorry. So the question is, could you give it to her? Right, eating is a different thing. Yeah, she could eat. Anyone could eat. The question here is giving. By Truma, it's saying a Truma is only, can't be eaten by Zaras, but it could be eaten by her. So matanos can be given to Zaras, but it could be given to Kohen, it should also be able to be given to her. Be like this. This is similar to what Matt's saying. But let me say a little less for starters, you know, a little simpler. But could be what you're saying is further. But so the question is, I guess, why does a Kohen, a Bas Kohen,
single Vascoin get Truma. Seems like Tosas is learning it's not so simple. Actually, what? Right? He says, since you get Truma, so now, oh, we can learn out from that that you should also get Matanos. So apparently it's not simple that you would get Truma. Because in theory, Truma should go to Kohen, to the Ovid. Right? It's the Lachem Elokah, Makrev. It's like an idea, you give him the Truma because he does the Avodah, whatever. So it's an idea that he gets the. So in theory, it should be to the Kohen. But why does she get it? So there's two. Why could you? Why, not why she get it. Why could she eat it? Why is she allowed to eat the Truma? Right? She's not a Kohen. She's not an Ovid. Why isn't she like a Tzar? Right? Random people have nothing to do with Kuna, can't just eat the whatever, what's shape? So you could say, there's two answers. You could say because Truma is a din in the bias. Truma is eaten by a household. It's an idea is that Kohen eats his Truma, so he eats it with his household. Right, the certain goes, things like that, even like Karbanos. The Zichrei Kuna, some of the Zichrei Kuna, and some of them are like, you know, him and his family and his bias. His idea is that it's he's Zocha to the food for his household. And the Chila, it's true, it's him, but the reason why his daughter, his single daughter, is part of his household. And the halach of eating Shuma, Shuma relates to the household. So is she a Kohen? No, she's not a Kohen, but she's the Kohen. But it's his household. The halacha of Truma, of Achilas Truma, is the Kedusha is that it's eaten by the household of the Kohen. So she's included in it because of the fact that the nature of Truma, right, is in the household. Mm-hmm. It's food for the home. The idea is that Kohen has food in his home. So it's not just him. Certain Karbanos, like a Shlomim or something, is eaten by Zichrei Kedusha, the Kohen. It's going to do with his house or whatever. So it depends on different Karbanos. I forgot all the, you know. It's he as a Kohen eats the thing. It's under but Truma is his lachem. This is bread of his home, and this is right. He gets to eat his household. This is the food for his home. So that's why his daughter gets it. If that's the case, so then by Matanos, you don't necessarily say that. I mean, I guess you could try to argue that, but I mean, it just says that it's a gift to the Kohen, and who's to say that it's going to work the same way? Just you can't send me a Kal Vachomer, because that's the nature of the way the Truma works, but who's to say that the Matanos works that way? You would need like a further limud or something to that fact. I mean, here it just says Kohen, there's no limud that works that way. Just because it works that way over there doesn't mean it works that way here. Masana Kohen, as well as Hamekeva. Right, it's a particular halacha in Truma, so you can't carry it over. But you could learn different. The reason why she eats Truma is because, like the daughter of a Kohen is like identified with the Kohen. It's like she's viewed like as an extension of him. Like you see, for instance. Bas Kohen is Bia, she's Mizana, then she's Michal, her father. Oh, that's even a case where she's married, right? That's a case even where she's married, because she's Kisa Liznos, I think so. Because she has to be married, otherwise she's not Mizana. The idea is she's going to be killed because she's an Ishisesh. So that's different. So hold off on that. But that's not a good proof. But the idea is like there's an idea like his single daughter is like viewed as an extension of him. She doesn't have like her own identity. She's like she's under his wings, right? Like you see in terms of in Rabbi Sevilla. She's just like she's part of his home. She doesn't have her own. She hasn't established her own identity. She gets married and she goes off on a different path on her own, whatever. But insofar as she's still in Beis Avia, she's an extension of him. And therefore, when you say that a Kohen can eat Truma, she could also eat the Truma. She's like, she's viewed as an extension of his, of him. I guess, Matt, you're saying it's like in a social sense. There's like an idea of like the Kohen is viewed, it doesn't mean he's an extension of his body, or whatever, but it means like that's her identity. Her identity is, she doesn't really have her own, partake of her own identity. She's nichla under his status. She comes under his status. And insofar as he eats Truma, so she eats Truma. She comes along with him. He's carrying her around the rav, so to speak. Right? So if that's the idea, that it's not telling you halacha about truma per se, but it's telling you about the status of a bas kohen, of a single bas kohen, so then when it comes to matanas also, it's true it goes to kohen, and kohen is the oved, but that's who it refers to, male kohen. Male kohen. But she's included, she's an extension of him. So just like you give it to him, you give it to her. She's like, just like probably would seem you give it to her, his wife also. Like a shtuka gufa, there's an idea like that, that she partakes of his identity. She's not necessarily, not different than the idea because it's a din of the whole food for the house. It's more fundamental than the idea of chuma is food for the house. It's an idea, it's like her status is her identity is tied in with the kohen. And therefore, it's a gift to the kohen, so it's a gift to her. So she's also a valid recipient of the gift. Because she's not viewed, if you give a gift to her, you give a gift to her father. It's not, she's not a separate, like, she doesn't set herself up as a separate identity. It's a gift to the family, to the home, to her father. Not to the home, to her father. She's viewed as an extension of her father. Until she's married. Right, so is it a din about the status of the bas kohen, or is it a din about truma? That is a din of the bias. It's a din about truma, so you can't learn reason to matanos. But if it's a din to truma, then I guess you could say the Kal Vachomer, that's it. It's like, even if you say it's that she's an extension of him, you could limit it to him per se. But just because you say that she's viewed as an extension of him doesn't mean you can't have any halacha that limits it to him per se. You may have thought that since it's Kedusha is Kadosh, Truma is Kadosh, it's true, in a certain way she's an extension of him, but the Kedusha demands only the guy who actually goes in the Mikdash or something, but you see it doesn't work that way. It's either the Truma could be eaten by him or his extension, or the horse, and then certainly by Matanos, which is not Kadosh, so then it's going to equally be able to give it to her. But I'm saying, like, right, so Shmuz asks, so what about he learns that from Aaron Rabbanah by Mincha? So by Mincha also would this Tosus hold that a single Kohen could, the Mincha is, I don't know if single, yeah, let's say single Kohen brings a Mincha, single Kohen is girl brings a Mincha. Would that be called a Kalil? Right? So it says Aaron Rabbanah. So it sounds like Tosus is saying, I mean, that's the very small saying Kohen below Kohen, that's the only Tosus in the Forush. So Kohen excludes Kohanis, and you learn out from Minchas Kohen to here, so it sounds like you're saying it's the same. But it's also saying that doesn't mean to exclude, right? It doesn't mean to exclude the Bas Kohen. It only means to exclude Bas Kohen is married, right? But Bas Kohen is single, it's not excluding. And the only thing is he has his Kal Vachomer. I don't know if the Kal Vachomer is going to go backwards to Karban, because it's not, you know. You could say there it could limit it. It's limiting it. I don't know. Only to the. I'm not sure. I mean, you could say it's on both, and it says it says Aaron Abanov. It means Aaron and his sons. Aaron is an individual, and his sons is individuals. His daughters as individuals don't really. It doesn't apply to them. But the daughter, when she's single, is not really existing as an individual. Her status is just as an extension of the Kohen. The sons are not just extensions of the Kohen. They are Kohen. They also they're individuals. Aaron Abanov. They're Kohen in their own right. Daughters are not Kohen on their own right, but a daughter when she is Nechon, when she is still Beveis Avia, so she's included under his, under his domain. But you see there, halachos, like the father really is like in the Darim, the daughter is under him, and like he could sell her. There's like an idea of like a daughter, the daughter is like, I don't know, is it different than daughter and the son in that, but so I think there is. He marries her off. He's like really like her master. Until she ages, she's not, you know. So in a certain framework. I mean, it'd be nice to get exactly the framework of the extension. I think she's an extension of her. I mean, it doesn't. I guess Matt's saying it's like socially, she's viewed that way. But like, but then you have to say that these are halachas in the social thing. Who's to say that? I mean, what you're trying to say is that if this goes by the social and idea of the kohen, then this is also going to. This is Kedusha. That's what you're saying. You're saying that Kedusha, it's saying she's socially an extension of the Kohen. That's the framework. And by Truma, it's saying it doesn't go to the Kohen himself, but it includes his social extension, the social agavra of the Kohen, which includes her. So then certainly if somebody doesn't have truma, it's not going to limit it to the Kohen Dafka, but it'll go to his extension. The extension, though, is in terms of the social identity, I guess. She doesn't have her own identity. It's just like you see, for instance, I don't know if this is the greatest example, but like if kids make trouble, you blame the parents. It's like they don't really have, they're not viewed as there. They're almost just viewed as like an arm of the, it's like a limb of the parent. You know, so it says you could give it to the Kohen's daughter. You know, it's like almost like if you want to give something to somebody and their little daughter is there, you hand it to the kid. What are you giving to the kid? What's she doing? You hand it to the father. That's the way you do it. It's like, it's almost like she doesn't have her own identity. So you're giving it to her. Now, but it could be the son can get it anyways because he's a Kohen. So they can definitely give it to him, I guess, right? The role of Kala Chomer saying is like this. The way Truma, you're saying that she gets it because she's an extension of the Kohen, right? So therefore, just like the Kohen could eat it, she could eat it. But maybe you'll say by Matanos, it's true she's an extension, but it limited to the Kohen Ba'atzmo. So even though she's an extension, it limited to him Ba'atzmo. So maybe you'd say that. So how do you know? How do you know you could carry it over? But it says, but Kala Chomer, if when it comes to something of Kedusha, it's, which is the ballpark of the Kohen Ba'atzmo, you know, it actually is Kedusha, and he's the Kadosh, it doesn't limit it to the Kohen Ba'atzmo. So certainly when it comes to Matanos, which is a step removed from the Kedusha, from the Mikdash, then it's not going to limit it to the Kohen Ba'atzmo.
Right.
You know? So he needs that because he knows it's reasonable to carry it over if it's a din in the extension of the Kohen. But it's not necessary, you could still be Mechali. See, if it's a din Medafka and Shuma, it's a din the Ba'atzmo, it has nothing to do with Matanos. Then you really would need another limud. You can't just start making Kal V'chomer. It's two totally different things. But it's a din in the Megavra of the Kohen, an extension, doesn't necessarily mean they're the same. But he says you don't need to have a limud. It's a Kal V'chomer that will just carry over. You don't need anything special to carry it over.
Right.
Yeah? Yeah. Two questions, I guess, we'll leave for tomorrow. One is the Baal, the next Gemara, which says that the husband could get it. I guess the Rana could look at. They're still doing for a thing. And then the other question is if we could say any svara about the question at the end of the day, whether Matanos goes to the Kohanis or not. Right? Could we learn anything about Matanos or, you know? Perhaps we could. Okay?